You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm News Team Correspondent Emma Hutchins, speaking today with Tabitha and Rodney. Welcome. Thanks so much for talking to me.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
To get started, I know that you all are bringing us some information about the Strong Roots event coming up, but I was wondering if you would start by telling me, what is Heartwood?
Tabitha, you could probably best answer that.
Well, Heartwood is a loose network of frontline organizations that are working to protect primarily public places like forests and mountaintops, streams. But it's not just public places. Sometimes they're private places too. So what we do is we're a bunch of frontline organizations that have kind of come together, and those frontline organizations may only have a small handful of people in it. But what we do is we fight like forest issues and forest management plans, pipelines. We've got some folks in the West Virginia area fighting for mountaintop removal to stop that. We've had folks fighting to stop pipelines. So it's pretty varied about what folks do, but what we do pride ourselves on is being mostly frontline, fence line organizations fighting to protect places that we love.
Excellent. Thank you. And so you have an event coming up very soon, Strong Roots. What is that?
Well, I kind of came up with the theme for Strong Roots. I was on the planning committee. I'd volunteered to help out. Like I said, Heartwood is a lot of volunteer folks, not a big paid staff or anything. So I said, I'll step up and help out. And then the more I started dwelling on some idea for a theme, we've got some strong roots in this area in the forest protection movement. The Dogwood Alliance, which Dana Smith from the Dogwood Alliance is going to be one of the keynote speakers on the Saturday evening event there. And she is one of the key people in this area that's really put forest protection on the map. But Dogwood Alliance was kind of started under the umbrella of Heartwood at one of the Heartwood Forest Councils. So we really want to reach back into the past, you know, and realize that we've got a lot of strength and that we did some things that mattered, you know, and that is what's helped us get to where we are today.
Is this a conference? Is it a festival?
I would say it's more...
Well, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. But seriously, I mean, there's a lot of conference work and a lot of meetings, but in the evenings there'll be some music and dancing and so forth. But it's a conference with some fun involved.
Well, tell us more about what people can expect then throughout the weekend.
So we have lots of really what I would consider pretty awesome heroes in the forest protection work that are going to be presenting workshops. And so we have workshops on genetically engineered trees and the deforestation across the eastern United States. We have conversations about air issues and toxic air. We'll be talking a little bit about biomass, about the militarization of the Appalachia region. We've got some stuff also that is more broader and talking about global forest issues and how that kind of all involves these small places like Bakersville and North Carolina that, you know, where it's really part of a bigger picture. And so some of the more fun things that we'll be doing is we'll be doing some like actually on the ground forest defense work. And we're going to be learning like what to look for when there's a forest management plan that the U.S. Forest Service has put out. We call this our Forest Defense Watch. We'll also be doing forest walks and biology walks and like basically plant and tree identification stuff. Let's see what else I'm looking at my list here. Oh, and there's like fun things like songwriting. We'll have some sign making, some banner making stuff, and talk about American chestnuts, upcycling pallets, and those are all the workshops that people can look forward to. Hey, Ronnie, you want to talk a little bit about the keynote?
We've got Dana Smith as a keynote on Saturday night. And let me just mention the date for the event is May 26th to the 29th, and it's going to be at Camp Spring Creek in Bakersville, North Carolina. Friday evening on the 26th, people will be arriving in the afternoon and so forth, and our keynote speaker is going to be from the Indigenous Environmental Network. BJ McNamara will be talking, and I believe also Mary Crow from Cherokee will be coming out to join us, hopefully. But just talking about what Native people have been facing, and also, you know, the fact that we need to be caring more for the earth all around, and to treat Mother Earth as with respect, and treat water with respect. So I think there'll also be some talk about pipelines from IEN folks as well. And Dana Smith is with the Dogwood Alliance, and she will be talking about the bioenergy and probably giving a little bit of history too about Heartwood and Dogwood. It's 27 years old now, Heartwood is. Dogwood just celebrated their 25th or 20th, one of those big ones, 20th maybe, 20th reunion. So, yeah, come on out and hear our keynote speakers.
And then what kind of music can people expect?
Well, Friday night following our keynote address, and a great dinner, by the way, we're trying to have the food to be as local and as good as possible. But the music will be the Carolina Wildcats. Heading up that band will be Mary Kelly. She's the former director of the Western North Carolina Alliance. She has a PhD in ecology, but she's also an excellent fiddle player. So we're going to have a contra dance that evening. And the Carolina Wildcats, I think they're all going to be wearing their pink pussy hats, they said. So anyway, Saturday night, following Dana's address, and we're going to have pizza and beer on Saturday night, and then the Screaming Jays will be our music. They are acoustic piano, stand-up bass, and drum, rag and roll, boogie-woogie music that it's hard to stand still to. So I think they're playing at Pisgah the night before, and then they're going to come visit us that night. So Sunday night is the talent, or the no talent talent show, it's sometimes called, because you don't really have to have talent to participate. But we actually have some really talented people in Heartwood, and you can play a song or two, or do whatever it is that is your special talent, and then that's followed by a live auction, and usually a silent auction on the side. But the live auction can also be very entertaining and help us raise the funds to cover everything.
Great. Well, if people want to register or learn more about your event, where can they look?
They can go to heartwood.org, or they can send me an email at info@heartwood.org. We also have a Facebook page. They can look up Strong Roots Forest Council.
Well, thank you both so much for speaking with me and for bringing this information to Asheville FM and to Western North Carolina. And I wish you the best of luck at your event.
Thanks for the interview. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Emma.